Radio 1!
And now, Radio. This week, part two, Jimmy Savile.
Radio, for me, is still the greatest invention of mankind. I'll tell you for why. Because when I had hurt myself down the pit, and I had to spend nearly 3.5 years lying down, my only companion during the day was what passed for a transistor radio. It was a small radio at the time with valves in it. And I hung a piece of wire from the radio out of the bedroom window, and it trailed down the side of the house. And by an amazing fluke, it was a tremendous aerial giving me reception round the world. And from that day to this, to lie down with a radio set and turn a small dial, and you can beam in the world, the entire world, there is nothing to compare with the radio. And that's that.
The place is Bristol. The young lady stood here just now, looks like such as a Spanish bullfighter with a black cloth held at the ready. You can hear lots of giggling girls in the background. All of them have what you call hipster dresses on. Where the hip starts, the dress finishes. In fact, these are the hippiest hipsters I've ever seen in my life. So what's your name, darling?
Helen.
Helen. How old are you, Helen?
18.
18. Are you married?
No.
Oh, that'll do. Not married, ladies and gentlemen. Helen, at 18, and under the circumstances, you will realise that we had to play a record just now whilst we discuss this further.
Days when it was radio was the beginning, middle and end of everything, I would have a very rich and varied taste because I would be captured by the sounds of people's voices, music from countries that I couldn't possibly understand. I was interested in everything. I was entertained by the whole spectrum. so I would on occasion listen to foreign voices and try and decipher where they came from. And then you'd lie there and dwell on where they lived and what sort of house they lived in and what sort of conditions they lived under. And then you could find a mysterious station that you never knew where it came from, and it was playing some music of its country, and in the middle, they would play...